Well, joining us this morning from Visit Colorado Springs, Chief Innovation Officer Amy Long is here. Happy New Year, Amy.
Happy New Year, Renee.
It's great to see you. Hopefully you had good holidays.
Had a wonderful holiday. Thank you.
That's fantastic. And I love what we're talking about today. Even if you have been in Colorado and the Pikes Peak region, Colorado Springs, for a long time, I love this idea. Kind of some New Year's resolutions to get out and about and enjoy our incredible area.
Yeah, I thought that would be really fun to talk about.
I love it. So let's start with, you know, a good one. Now, I did this once, and that was enough. It was a really humid day that day. I died. And that is hike the incline.
Yeah, I thought that we would start big.
Yes.
And I've done it 3 times, but
good
I haven't done
you.
It in quite a while.
Yeah.
But hiking the Manitou Incline is just a wonderful way to, you know, get your fitness to that next level. But we certainly don't want anyone to make that their first hike, but it's something to work toward.
Yeah.
When I was, in effect, training for the hiking the incline, I would go up Bar Trail.
Yes.
And so I was completely familiar with how to get there, where to park, and adjusted to the altitude and the slope so that when I did the incline, it wasn't that big of a shock.
I always am fascinated, folks that come in from out of town, they're like, we're doing the incline. And I'm like, good
yeah.
luck.
Yeah. From Florida.
From Florida. Good luck to you. But, so I love that idea, though. Start with Bar Trail.
Yeah. And as you're working your way up to hiking the incline, just visit Manitou Springs for some shopping, some dining, getting some beverages.
Yes.
And contemplate the incline. Just have your sights set on it. Get yourself mentally prepared.
And remember, you cannot park up there. You have to reserve your parking. So if you are headed up there, but you're up there to exercise, get your exercise on.
Yes.
Okay. What's another great idea for New Year's resolutions?
Well, I think an underutilized space that we have is Red Rock Open Space.
Oh, so beautiful.
Off of 24. It's got the beautiful red rocks. None of the crowds, and just a great place to go. And you can make it a challenging hike. It connects to a lot of other trails in the foothills, or you can just make it a nice, easy stroll. But just highly recommend it. And they have 2 off-leash dog loops. Just keep your dog on a leash if you're in any other sections.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. The first time I went over there, I was like, "It's you can get lost and just kind of feel like you are not even the middle of a city.
You don't hear the cars. You
Nothing.
Don't see a lot of people. It's perfect.
It's amazing. Okay, what are some other great ideas for the new year?
Well, if you do want to go to Garden of the Gods, because
we
all should go there, you know, several times a month, I think, you'll be happy to know that they have new restrooms near the main parking lot.
I saw
they
that.
Are
yeah.
beautiful.
Yes.
There's a lot of stalls. And there's a balcony on top that offers a great view of the Central Gardens.
Oh, that's amazing.
And when I went there for the first time just to see how it looked, there was actually a military promotion ceremony going on up there.
Oh,
people
that's
take
awesome.
Their wedding pictures up there. So they really made this new structure. You know, it fits in well with the scenery, but it also really adds a nice amenity with that balcony.
Well, and the great thing, like Red Rock Canyon Park, Garden of the Gods, the same thing, like you could take a trail a week and still never, right?
You really can. And different times of the day, different weather conditions, it just looks different every single time you go.
Now, what if you would like to involve your 4-legged pup in your New Year's resolutions?
Well, we have a lot of places where you can take your dog. My favorite, and I'm a volunteer there, is the Bear Creek Dog Park. It's fully enclosed, 25 acres, bathrooms for humans, a creek for the dogs, and then afterward, you go treat yourself at Pub Dog, which is a restaurant where you can dine inside with your dog, you can be outside on the patio, and there's also a fenced-in off-leash area. So
yeah,
it's one of
fun.
Our places to go after the dog park.
It's a fun place.
Yeah.
What else? Are there other places for you and your 4-legged family members?
Yeah. So, you know, if you're in Garden of the Gods, make sure they are on a leash. But in that space between Rock Ledge Ranch and 30th Street.
Yes.
And there's a nice new path there. That is all off leash.
Okay.
Between the neighborhood to the south and Gateway Road to the north.
So they've kind of turned it into a kind of a play area.
It's really nice. It's been that way for a long time. But it's just not advertised very heavily, but it's great. And then you go into the park once your dog is back on the leash. So those are just a lot of great opportunities to exercise with your dog because you don't even feel like it's exercise.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, what if you want to treat yourself, spoil yourself?
Treat yourself.
Yeah, we have some amazing spas,
we
I'm
really
just
do.
Saying, in
we
our
really
area.
Do. Yeah. On my to-do list is to make a reservation at the Broadmoor for manicures for one of my kids and I. So I'm looking forward to that, but the Broadmoor does have a wonderful spa. Sunwater Spa in Manitou Springs. They have soaking tubs, and you're looking right at the mountain. It's spectacular.
I've never been, but it looks amazing.
All right. Well, that's on your to-do
list. It is on my,
Downtown at the Mining Exchange, they have the most luxurious, beautiful spa in the basement called MX Spa, and it's just spectacular.
Yeah.
And you can get tea or a drink as you wait for your, you know, your treatment. And it's just beautiful, very luxurious. Over at Cheyenne Mountain Resort, there's the Alluvia Spa and Wellness Retreat.
Nice.
Which is really nice and a, you know, variety of wonderful things. And plus the products you can buy when you come out to just sort of take that luxury home with you. At Garden of the Gods Resort and Club, there's the Strata Integrated Wellness Spa. And that's both treatments, you know, to treat yourself, but also to really work on your health and your long-term health, cardiac health, diabetes. They have a medical doctor from the University of Virginia on staff. And it's just, you know, something you can do to really just combat some of those lifestyle issues, you know, and keep yourself healthy
throughout
2020.
Well, this has been a great list of things to do for New Year's resolutions. Get out and enjoy our incredible area. Also, some big events coming up, which we don't have time to cover this morning, but they can go to the website, right?
Yep, they can go to visitcos.com and search for January Roundup or just whatever the month is and Roundup, and you can see what's coming up.
And I'm sure you have more New Year's resolution ideas on there as well, right? Like,
absolutely.
Well, anything. Just go look anywhere.
Just getting out and getting involved in the community and enjoy this great city.
Absolutely. Amy Long, Visit Colorado Springs. Always great seeing you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you soon.
It is 7:43 now at KRDO News Radio.